So the past few years, especially last year, I think, we've had a number of allegations covering all shades, I guess, of male sexual violence, as I prefer to call it, in the Greens. And it's seemingly across all branches. So I think that I've heard about the New South Wales, Victoria, WA, and at the very least, those main branches. So what we've had is basically a number of allegations across a number of branches betraying that there's complete lack of interest in dealing with them. There's also lack of structures. So, for instance, a lot of branches, and I know about the WA one where those allegations arose, do not have anything like the sexual harassment policy and processes to deal with them. Notwithstanding the fact that some branches and at the national level are developing that policy now, these things were not in place when the allegations against, for instance, the current senator, Jordan Steele John, were published in the True Crimes News Weekly. So these allegations have been covered in the independent, non-mainstream press. For instance, the case of sexual assault allegations against Jarrah Crook in New South Wales has been also covered extensively on Twitter, not least by the woman who actually accuses him of sexual assault, Lauren Ingram.
I am one of the millions of people whose case fell through the cracks of the legal system. But then I also want to say that very many people don't feel safe within the legal system and don't see justice fulfilled within it. Last time I checked, 98% of women that are raped never see their offender spend any time behind bars. It's the most underreported crime in the world. So that also speaks volumes of women not feeling that if they go and try to get justice served, that they will be received well, that they will be believed.
What has not happened and what should have happened is an automatic accountability process in place to investigate these allegations, at least that I'm aware of. So my understanding is that nothing like that has happened in the Greens, and clearly what then happens when these things are ignored is that things fester and they break out into the public arena. And for most people, the way to actually do that publicly is the use of social media, and in particular Facebook and Twitter. So in a way, social media is used as a last resort by the victims, by those people who are affected, by anyone who actually cares, to call organizations to account, to make them accountable, and to seek some sort of justice for the people affected. So that's kind of what's happened. So I think we find ourselves now in this post-Me Too moment where we really have to figure out exactly how we deal with this. And the reason that I'm interested in dealing with it is because I think it affects people, a lot of people, like, you know, a lot of people who have a lot invested in the movements that we are a part of, a lot of people who have a lot of invested in calling for, you know, global justice. And that's why I think it's important that the left actually finally faces its own problem. Sexual assault is obviously one of the more extreme faces of this problem, but it really comes under one umbrella, and that umbrella is the very deep-seated misogyny on the left.
Do you think that what happened with the Greens that we're hearing these things more now because the Greens have become a more popular party. They have a broader base. There was a man commenting on your Facebook the other day, and he was being terrible, and like, women shouldn't swear, and it's men's language, and he was a Green.
That's possible. I mean, that's kind of logical. If you have more people in your party or supporting your party, of course you're going to get more exposure for what's going on. But I also think that there's been a shift in how women actually articulate and how open we are with throwing these concerns out there. So I think, and when I say a shift, it's actually, you know, clearly there is still a lot of women who do not feel prepared to come out and actually lodge complaints. There's all sorts of things that are missing in place. Like I said, if you don't have policy and procedures, then it's a bit difficult to lodge a claim when there's actually no process for it, right? So I think that it's a bit of both. I think that we have, you know, after Me Too, I think we have actually gained some courage and kind of decided, well, no, this is just not gonna do anymore. And I think that the party has, you know, become more visible, thereby gaining more exposure. And, you know, of course, that is actually gonna draw more people into the whole discussion.
And the Green Party don't have the structures.
It's a bit of a complicated thing. So just to make it like really simple, for instance, the Greens Party is divided into state branches who then have regional groups and so on. And they operate largely on the politics of consensus, which is not a bad thing in itself. But so far, the WA branch, for all I know, and that's the one that I'm most familiar with, they do not have a policy or processes in place. They don't have those structures to deal with it. So that's now being discussed. I believe that there is a policy that has been up for membership discussion that has been rejected as it is, but people are tweaking it. So it may actually happen. But up until now, they did not have that.
My point in doing this interview too, on an anarchist show, even though we're talking about party politics, a lot of people think that this wouldn't happen in the Greens.
I think that a lot of people think that these things don't happen on the left in general. And I think that was kind of one of the first myths that we have come across. And this is not something that is systematic on the left. And I think that in having more women come forward and write about this, and we have such a long bloody time, you know, I mean, 30 years ago when I was a teenager and you know, well, not 30, 25, 20, 25 years ago, I'm not that old, I was at uni, it was exactly the same issues, you know, and I think it does, you know, we have come a bit of a long way since then, but not nearly far enough, I think, to actually say that we've actually dealt with it in any reasonable way.